We're visiting with Peterson Farm Seed Precision Systems agronomist Nolan Berg. Let's talk about yield data. Are there some do's and don'ts that we need to be aware of as we're looking at some of that data?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the biggest things in my focus right now is I've got growers who are doing some testing for me and then some of the stuff on Carl Peterson's farm here and really making sure that when we're doing some strip trials in the field to know that this stuff is anecdotal. First of all, it's not replicated research like what we do here at Peterson's, but some of these products and different biologicals and nitrogen testing, you have to do them as strip trials. But when you're looking through the yield data, it's just important to make sure that you're cutting out those headlands data. That stuff can really skew. If you're comparing 20 acres of the field versus the entire rest of the field, that can really skew and bring down numbers. So just being aware of that, there are tools available using like Climate Field View or John Deere My Operations Center or SMS Advance, just being able to pull some of those things apart and make more comparable comparisons.
Precision Systems agronomist Nolan Berg.